part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're back, 71, part two of a three-part episode. And we have a special guest, the Papooch.
Skyping in
from the East Coast, the Papooch. What say you, Papooch? Hello?
Hello. Hello. Hello, Frisco.
What say you, Papooch?
Ooh.
What's going on, man? Are you there? Hello? What? Hello? What? Hello? We're losing the Papooch. What's going on? Hello? Oh, we lost him.
All right,
he's muted.
Do we want to start over? Part two? Work out our technical difficulties or work through them on air?
He's muted himself. Hello?
I can hear him breathing.
Hello?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. What's right. going on over there?
Whoa.
I'm thinking it was you guys.
No. No, I think we got a bad connection.
Although...
Hi, Scott!
Sound quality kind of just crept out, too.
Uh-oh. All right, well, we're back. We have the Papooch from the East Coast here.
Should we start over?
No.
Okay.
We're good.
We'll cut that out in post.
We'll cut it out. Here, we'll just knock the song off. There we go. We're back. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott.
He's John.
He's Scott. And we are here with episode 71, part two. We were just discussing with the Papooch about the W.
The W.
And Congress. I don't know what's better, progress or Congress.
Wow.
You know? Didn't we cover that once? No. That was one of Rick's jokes, wasn't it?
Maybe. I think Phil brought that in.
Okay. Phil.
But he steals all the
Speaking
stuff anyway.
Of the Papooch, did I ever tell the story about the Papooch's bachelor party?
I don't think you did, no.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Here was the deal. You were there, weren't you, Scott?
I don't know. Was I?
It was at Joe's house. And Joe lived right next door to me in the same building.
Was it in his basement?
No, that was my bachelor party.
I don't think I was there.
All right. Well, it's Papooch's bachelor party, and can you explain how you paid for your wedding, Pooch?
I'm independently wealthy.
No, come on,
come on.
Tell us that story. Tell us a story.
I won a bet.
For doing what?
For eating 40 fried dumplings in 20 minutes and a stick of butter.
And how much did you win?
$12,000.
$12,000.
Did somebody videotape it so it's out there on YouTube or what?
And we were talking about Jackass, right? And here we have one on the phone. So the Papooch.
Ate who wouldn't 40, do that for 12 G's?
He ate 45 dumplings, but it was originally for like $500, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The 45 dumplings were for $500, and then some other dude walked in and said, if you eat a stick of butter, I'll give you 11 and a half G's, right?
It started out at $500, and he went 5,000, 15, 25, 10.
Wow. And you said, show me the money or something. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. And he pulled out an envelope. It looked like a bookie paying Vic because he had 30 grand cash.
So I would take. Who wouldn't take that bet? Right?
What?
You'd take that bet, wouldn't you, John? 40 dumplings and a stick of butter?
And then what happened, Pooch? What kind of surgery did you have to have?
What kind of... What?
Didn't you have a blowout in your intestines or something?
No.
Years later?
Oh, years later. You can't attribute it to that.
You came to my house and you had to eat like potatoes and rice for a year.
That was before the bet.
Oh, gee, are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, so this guy had like some sort of intestinal rupture. And the thing is, he used to work with a bunch of traders, right?
Correct.
And they would bet all the time. Can you eat 4 Domino's pizzas in an hour for $200? Okay. So he'd do it. And then he had his blowout in his intestines, and he was relegated to eating rice and cold potatoes for like a year. And then
I did that, but because I was broke. It had nothing to do with my intestines.
So then the papooch enters this other bet to eat 45 dumplings and a stick of butter, knowing that, well, I guess if you grease it up, it'll be
all right.
And he got 12 grand.
That's right.
Paid for his wedding.
What would you do for 12 grand?
So how were the next 48 hours after that? After eating this, after ingesting this, what were the next 48 hours like for a papooch?
Completely a non-event.
A non-event?
Yeah, the butter made everything smooth, so my Foster's can was tapered just right.
Wait a minute, we got a poopy stinger for that, but we haven't put it together yet. A duty stinger.
His Foster's can was tapered just right.
We could do it live if you want.
Shit cutter.
That's right.
Oh, ugh, oof. That's out of sight. So you won 12 G's.
That's just one of the many.
Okay, so that paid for the wedding and the bachelor party?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Here's the duty stinger, our new one.
Wow,
I'm bringing duty back. Kind of things that drop out my ass. Stuff like poopy and stanky crap.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the goat's ass.
That's out of sight, man.
We'll get a more polished version.
That's out of sight.
That's our new duty stinger.
So anyways, I digress. Back to my story about the papooches. Bachelor party probably isn't going to be as good as a story about eating a stick of butter for 12 G's, but I used to live in a duplex, and Joe, who was our first guest on the show, lived right next door to me with his wife, and he was throwing a bachelor party for the papooch, and we had, 20 guys there? 20 guys. Your
something
dad,
like
your dad was there, and my wife is next door, and my in-laws are staying, and the wife is like 8 months pregnant with my son, and we're over there and we're partying and having a great time, and the stripper is like doing all this crazy stuff. With like Tootsie Pops and all kinds of stuff, okay?
Okay.
And I get home afterwards and the wife is bawling. I said, what the fuck? What's wrong? She says, how would you like it? I'm 8 months pregnant. My husband's next door with a stripper, a hooker. And all I hear is, go, Tony, go, Tony, go, Tony. The whole crowd. And we're playing Metallica in like 800 decibels, you know. It's 1 in the morning, and we're cranking Trapped Under Ice and shit. Yeah, it was out of hand.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
Now, we'll describe the next 48 hours after the bachelor party. Which was worse, after the butter or after the bachelor party?
After the bachelor party.
Nice. Pretty hammered?
No, because John and Joe found the one that would pull out a belt, and I had to go welts across my
leg. Fuck out of him, man. I mean, cracked about his bare hinders and the back of his legs. I mean, she's like, I mean, super hard. And he developed, you know, where when you get hit with a stick or a belt or something, the welt, it forms around the outside of where something hit you. So you got like this indentation in your body. And that's what the pooch had. He had all these giant slash marks like he was in the Passion of the Christ. He just got the shit kicked out of him. I had the same thing, man. She put it around my neck and everything. Scott was there.
I remember yours.
And they put a bowling ball around my ankle and were kicking it, trying to knock me over.
Come on, we didn't roll it down the stairs like I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
everybody
ding.
Tackles me like I'm gonna put up a fight after 13 shots while the other Joe whips a chain around my ankle. You were there, Scott.
You're John, at your bachelor party, isn't that the one that the guy got arrested? There was the robbery or something, and he came whizzing through Joe's backyard?
Hey, ixnay. No, that was his birthday.
Ixnay on the...
That was Joe's birthday party, and the guy got clotheslined on the volleyball net that was going across the backyard.
Oh, that's right.
And he didn't sue? There was no litigation?
No, the guy was running, I guess. I don't know if he stole a car or something, and he comes running through the backyard. And all I see is these cop flashlights coming from every angle. And it must have been a 17-year-old kid. He didn't see the volleyball net because it was pitch black. And you just hear, and he went down. And they just tackle him. And Joe's yelling, get the video camera!
That's right.
Yeah, we're trying to get the video camera going to
your
do
own
a
cops
episode, but it didn't happen. Nice. They arrested him. Yeah.
Protect the keg.
It was like 20 cops.
Yeah.
Too, with the big flashlights that they beat you with. So, yeah. Well,
you know, there's a hotbed of crime in, you know, where you guys live.
Yeah. Yeah, big hotbed. There is actually. We talked like about our neighbors getting robbed at the studio. Remember?
The spasmatic
guys got robbed, yeah. They get their shit stolen. The motorcycle got stolen out of their studio. Motorcycle. And next door to us, the dude that lived there, he was a drug addict. He left, a Gordon.
He's in rehab.
He looks like the Unabomber. He's in rehab. The people behind us that live in the apartments, Meth Mouth. She's got those teeth that are like completely flat.
Little nubs.
Nubs up to her gums, and they're black. Oh, you guys are in a band? I love bands. I play guitar. Can I come over? Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Actually, we're moving out.
We're moving out tonight.
That's what I'm thinking.
Can I have this suitcase you threw in the garbage? Remember that? She's like, is this yours?
No. The one you shit
can
in?
Can I have it? The one the pooch put an oil can in after eating dumplings in the butter? Dumplings in the butter for 12 G's.
All right, let's get on with it then. Shat or Shidola?
Yeah,
Shat. Do you know how the game is played, Papooch?
I do know how the game works.
Let's get ready to play.
Shit or Shinola.
Wow, did I kill it? Hello.
You wait till the intro song is over, you knucklehead.
Can he hear the intro song?
Oh.
I can't.
Oh, no, you can't. Sorry.
Do you know the rules for Shat or Shinola? Do you know the rules?
I do know the rules.
All right.
There's no rules.
First question. No rules. First question tonight, Shat or Shinola. Johnny Knoxville's real name is Philip J. Clapp.
Shinola.
Shinola.
That is Shinola. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee, MTV's Jackass creator host was always a practical joker and daredevil. forging failing report cards despite being an A student, jumping out of windows into pools. Knoxville credits his father for his odd sense of humor. And his real name is, in fact, Philip J. Clapp.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
Of Vladimir Putin.
All right, it is 1-1.
1-1?
1-1.
We both said Shinola.
Right, you have one, Papooch has
one. Right.
It's 1-1.
I'm an idiot savant.
Next, Shatter Shinola. More people died in the 1906 earthquake that struck San Francisco than in any other natural disaster in U.S. history.
Oh, that's a shit.
Can you repeat the question?
More
please?
People died in 1906 earthquake that struck San Francisco than in any other natural disaster in U.S. history.
I will say Shinola.
John goes up 2-1. That is total shit. The Galveston storm of 1900 killed 6,000 to 8,000 people. The quake of 06 claimed 700 documented deaths, though historians now say 3,000 is more likely. Given those facts, it's no wonder that some call the Galveston storm the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history.
And that's the truth.
How many people were in Katrina? 3,000? Or was it much less than that?
I think it was less.
They were saying it was probably 3,000, but it was more like 1,500?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Scott, I'm doing it. I am opening the JD right now.
Nice.
It could get ugly.
John goes up 2-1 over to Papooch. Next question, Shatter Shinola.
Oh,
in the first decade of the 20th century, football was considered a genteel activity for the upper class only.
What?
In the first decade of the 20th century, football was considered a genteel activity for the upper class only.
That's Shinola. Definitely.
Shinola.
You are both wrong.
What?
That is total shit.
I thought that was all university kind of.
In 1905, and we talked about this earlier, in 1905, 18 men lost their lives and 159 were permanently injured in American college football.
Oh, genteel.
During that era, football players wore little or no protective gear. Punching, kicking, gouging, and licking arms were all part of the game.
Licking arms? Did
licking
you say
arms.
Oh, I thought you said licking.
Licking. One quarter of all games ended in mob brawls.
Oh, yeah.
The shocking number of deaths and injuries that year prompted President Theodore Roosevelt to establish the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The NCAA,
right.
John, which instituted regulations designed to make college football less lethal.
You said genteel. I thought you said Gentile.
Genteel, yes.
Okay. I thought he said Gentile too, John.
Yeah.
It remains
non-Jew.
Hey, let's check the tape. Let's check the
tape. Check the tape.
It's 2-1.
2-1. 2-1.
Next, Shatter Shinola. Spike Jones, the director of Being John Malkovich, is heir to the Spiegel Catalog Company fortune.
Is hair or air?
Air. You say air, I say hair.
Hair. Right, okay.
Ouch.
Would you like me to repeat the question, or are you prepared to answer?
You got to repeat it.
Spike Jones, the director of Being John Malkovich, is the heir to the Spiegel Catalog Company fortune.
No way.
Shat or Shinola? Again, you are both wrong.
Oh,
it remains
2-1.
That is total Shinola. Spike's real name is Adam Spiegel,
son
of Arthur Spiegel III of the Spiegel Catalog Company. When his parents divorced, Spike began hanging out at Skateboard Shop in Rockville, Maryland, where everyone called him Spike because he never washed his hair. The co-founder of legendary Dirt magazine, Spike evolved a unique street hip style that caught the eye of MTV and ad agencies. He started making music videos and commercials, winning awards for his work with the Beastie Boys and Bjork, before going on to make feature films such as Being John Malkovich.
Oh, I thought he was a black guy.
And Adaptation.
Why did I think he was black?
I don't know. He did some American Express commercials not too long ago.
Right.
Yeah. All right, it is still 2-1.
2-1.
Last question.
Two
unless
to one.
The Papooch ties it up. unless the papooch ties it up. Kansas City Royals baseball player George Brett was the first person Morgana, the kissing bandit, ever ran on the field to kiss at the 1979 All-Star Game. Shinola.
Shit.
Shinola.
All right, John wins.
Oh.
Shatter Shinola 3-1. The papooch checking in with one. I think that's the lowest score we've ever had on Shatter Shinola.
I'd have won anyway.
That is total shit. The Galveston Storm. Oh, that's the wrong
one. Wait a minute. Here we go again. Dr. George got
ripped
off.
That is total shit. Kissing Brett was possibly the most famous moment for the busty Morgana Roberts, but the first kiss she stole was from Pete Rose in 1971. Egged on by a dare from a friend, she jumped out of the stands at Cincinnati's Riverfront Stadium to plant a smack on Charlie Hustle. Rose swore at the 60-23-39 exotic dancer. He swore at her, but called her the next day and apologized. She went on to kiss nearly two dozen Major League Baseball players.
Wow.
So John takes that round of Shatter Shinola.
And that's the truth.
That's out of sight.
3-1, and Papooch will go down as the lowest score in Shatter Shinola history.
I'm the winner. Thank you.
So far.
Thank you. Thank you. A little smattering of applause
just
there.
Just a little smattering.
Little smattering.
Just a little.
Little smattering.
All right, then.
That's out of sight.
That is out of sight. All right. What's next, John?
All right.
Oh, we're expecting God any moment.
Yes.
At any moment, God will grace us with his presence.
Any moment.
And I heard that he might be bringing a special guest.
Really?
That's what I heard. Because he talks to me, John.
All right. You with the W.
Me and the W.
That's out of
the W.
So, Scott, if God talks to you, does that mean that you believe in God now? Or have we flipped on that one again?
I'm still deciding, is it my own psychosis, or is it really God? So, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Okay.
Excellent question.
Excellent question.
Since we know that you are psychosis.
The study of? What?
Well, it goes in with his psychobabble. Crash.
Hello.
All right. So he may be making his presence known at any moment, John. All right.
Whoa.
Hello, John. It's God.
It's God.
It's me. I'm glad to be back.
Holy
shit. You know,
I've been
a couple of weeks and, I really look forward to coming in here on Sundays now.
Wow.
Change my whole Sunday around.
Wow.
And let me give a shout out to the papooch.
Hi, God.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Not really a big fan of the papooch, but, you know, I'm omnipotent and benevolent and all. I got to be nice to everybody.
Thank you.
That's just the way it works. Yeah, so I... you know, I heard Scott mention that I was going to bring a special guest, and I, in fact, did. I brought with me Wolfgang Amadeus.
You did?
Mozart. Yeah, that's right. It's a good thing Papooch is Skyping in, too, because it's going to get pretty crowded in here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You know, because last time we talked, I said I was going to bring my own backing track.
Right.
So I thought I'd bring Wolfie with me.
That's out of sight, man.
It is out of sight. So, you know, if you have any questions for Wolfie, feel free, while he's here, to ask him. But if not, you know, he could just get on with playing my backing track.
All right.
With his God-given talent.
Diese 12 Söhne werden später einmal die 12 Stämme Israels bilden.
Oh, he said it's a pleasure to be here. Well, the pleasure is all ours, Wolfie. Have a seat.
I'm not sure I've seen his backing track or heard it. where is it?
Oh, didn't I properly prepare?
Yeah, we. I hear it. I can hear it faintly.
But it's not recording. What a shame. I can ask him to play a little louder.
Whoa, what was that? Gagoonk.
Gagoonk. Gagoonk. Pagoonk, you have any questions for Wolfie?
No.
I guess not. All right. Let's move on. So, you know, why am I here? What are we going to talk about? What's going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, getting back to Mozart.
Why are you here, by the way? Well, I mean, you can be wherever you want. It's not like...
That's true. I am everywhere.
I have to ask you, hey, why are you here? You
I'm know? Here, there, and everywhere.
I don't want to piss you off or anything.
Getting back to Wolfie, the important statement I made before is God given talent. And I think that's the key words there are given. Well, guy, that's a key word too. But I gave him that talent, obviously. I give everybody their talent. That's
right.
Just how it works. God given talent.
Right.
But not everybody uses it, my God given talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Not everybody. All right, well, I was talking to Scott earlier in the week, and he mentioned that some of the listeners had some questions for me. And I thought it was a great idea to have, like, a question-answer session with the Lord. You know, however often you want to have me come in. You know,
yeah.
I guess it would depend on how many questions you get.
Right,
you know, because
right.
your forum is dead.
Right,
dead
no doubt. You've been checking that out, have you?
I have been. My favorite
thread.
We
need the God section.
My favorite thread is Ass Plunger's thread of hotties. I like checking that out every once in a while.
No doubt.
It's got a lot of views, and over half of them are me.
Are they?
Let's just say that right now. That's right, John.
Wow.
I'm here, man.
All right. Well, we did get an email. We did get an email. This was a while ago. Hold on, God. Let me get my paperwork together here.
God damn it. Oh, sorry.
All right. Yeah, this is the email that we got. It's from the great Ads 12. And this was way back in September 20th. After one of God's appearances in episode 60, what was it, John? 60? Do you remember the first?
65 was the first episode I was on.
Check it in.
You don't have to ask John. Just ask me. I know everything.
All right.
Ask me.
I'll remember that next time.
Oh, shit.
All right, then. So, there we go. Yeah, he's got the whole band down here. It's pretty crowded.
Yeah, it is. Well, they had to move their shit, and I was helping moving some mics around. I was a little distracted. Really appreciate them coming down.
That's why you're producer of the year.
Well, I wasn't expecting them. You know, God's got to tell me when he's going to bring guests, and they're playing awful loud.
Yeah, they
turn
need to,
that shit down.
They need to turn them down a little bit. There you go.
Get them to play nicely in the background.
All right, so we got this email. It
you
said,
there, Pooch?
Is the Papooch still there?
Papooch is still here.
Papooch is still there. All right, so we got this email. It said, wow, I didn't realize that God had so much time to spend with you guys, considering he spends a lot of time chatting with the W.
I didn't want to be blasphemous.
What's the Papooch up to now?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I hate Skype too, John. I'm with Paulie B.
Can you hear us, Papooch?
I can hear you.
Okay.
So anyway, Ads 12 says, do me a favor. If he comes in again, ask him what it's like talking to a lesser evolved individual of the human race, if indeed you classified the W as a human.
You got a cough button?
Come on, Papooch!
I missed it. I'm sorry.
All right. Do I need to repeat that?
No. I think...
Did everybody
think
get that question?
Israel bilden werden.
What the hell was that?
He just said that if you want him to stop playing, he can do that.
No,
he's just it's his pleasure to be here.
Oh, okay.
All right, then.
So, in der Hirtengruppen, die Stämmen zusammengefasst, dann in der sogenannten Amphiktyonie.
Yeah, he asked if he had it. I'm sorry, I have
speaking
to
in tongues.
Well, that's Austrian. That's his native language. And, I'll go ahead and translate it for you. He wanted to know if he had any weed.
No.
Any ganja.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get some going here.
Don't worry. If John doesn't have any, I'll hook you up. Okay, Wolfie? Just relax. Because hemp is one of the greatest gifts I've given
No doubt.
To man.
No doubt.
No doubt about that. All right, so getting back to the question. It's about the W. That's a lot of time talking to the W. What's it like talking to a lesser evolved individual, the human race, if indeed you classify the W as human? Cheers, ads. All right, God, I'm going to throw that over to you whenever you're ready.
Well, that's an interesting question, and it actually is very insightful. When I used to talk to the W, we used to have a nice two-way communication going, but the drugs and the alcohol, you hit it right on the head, Scott. It did modify his DNA, and he's becoming more chimp-like every day. And I got to tell you that to try to communicate with the W is even taxing my abilities. And I am all powerful.
And why is that?
Well, it's really hard to explain. Hey, you know what? I got an idea. It's so hard to explain. Here's my idea, and see if you want to go along with this.
All right.
I'll let John and Scott, and even the Papooch, if he wants to participate, pretend that they're God, okay? So you pretend you're me. And hold on, let me get the W. We need the W for this bit.
All right.
Fortunately, he just finished with feeding, and I can get him out of his cage for about 10 minutes. Hold on. All right, I got the W. The W is here. Now, what I'm going to do is have you go ahead and pretend you're God. Ask the W whatever you want.
All right.
And then he's going to respond. And this is how I hear the W when I try to communicate with him. And I got to tell you, you really have to be patient to try to exchange any type of idea with the W. Oh, there goes the Papooch again with that cough button. Hey, sorry I gave you that cold. Anyway, so go ahead, whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask the W a question and, you know, take it from there. And you'll know what it's like for me to try to communicate with this...
chimp?
Well, I don't want to say chimp.
Well, is he
I'll say simian.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know.
Do you got a question, Papooch, for the W? Okay.
Right. Now he's got the cough button on. All right, let me think of one. I got a question.
All right.
I got a question. The entire country knows that the Iraq war was based on a lie with these manufactured WMDs and this other crap. All right, now the real reason we're there is that because the W are trying to bring about the second coming of Christ.
Wow.
It's a very interesting question.
All right. All right, can you answer it? You know, one way or the other? Do you believe in the second coming?
I wonder how to say nuclear the right way. What do you know about nuclear lubrication?
Nuclear lubrication?
Do you mean nuclear proliferation?
I wonder how to say nuclear the right way.
I think it's nuclear.
Kim Jong-il is a fool.
Woo!
Wow, Jesus, we really got to dumb it down.
Yeah, no.
What's your favorite color?
Do the people think I'm an idiot?
No.
No.
They don't think that.
They wouldn't think that.
So what's your favorite color?
La-di-da, do, 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 do.
All right, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it just goes downhill from there.
Do something about that, God.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
About time he got back to his crate in the Oval Office. Let me ship him back right now. I hope that answers your question.
So it's like communicating with a belligerent child.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it just goes downhill from there. And it takes a lot of patience, a lot of patience. And that's why, you know, I was spending all my time trying to communicate with the W.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest with you guys. I gave up. And that's why I can be here now on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your fucking point?
I'll let somebody else handle it.
I hear that. I hear that, G.
All right. Any other questions for me or Mozart?
Is the papooch here?
I am here.
All right. Checking in. Just checking to make sure your pulse is still pumping.
I'm still going on.
Das Kultbündnis Israel bilden werden.
Well, that's very soothing.
It is. Wolfie asked if you do get him the weed. Can you hook him up with any local prostitutes?
With any bitches? Well, why would we need to? You're all knowing, all benevolent, all everything.
I am. I can get him the top caliber, highest quality hookers he could ask for. But he likes to, when I do bring him out with me, he likes to taste the local culture.
Do you flash your package? Do you flash your package when you're...
No, there's no need for that. That causes natural disasters.
Oh, right.
If I rip it out.
You fire that out. They used to call an F5 tornado the finger of God, but it's really the third leg of God.
I guess you could look at it that way, you know, if you wanted to. But I try to keep it in my pants.
It's the result of masturbation.
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight when I take it out, at least for mankind anyway.
Wow.
Right. Hey, Papooch, how you doing over there in Connecticut?
I'm doing good.
You have any questions for me? The Lord, your Savior? Thank you, Wolfie.
He's kicking it up another notch, man.
The Papooch is dumbfounded.
I want to know why you to talk to God.
What kind of Skype connection you got, Pooch?
That's okay. I understood him. I know everything. Why wouldn't I want to talk to John and Scott? They're progressive thinking. They exchange ideas. They are non-believers. I'm trying to sway their faith so that they can walk with me for eternity. They know the word whore intimately.
Right, yeah.
I'd like to get to know a piece of that. You know what I'm saying?
But if they're a non-believer, then that means that this has to be a psychotic episode as opposed to logically a supreme being commenting to or from them.
That is an excellent observation, and I agree wholeheartedly with Scott. You are an idiot savant. And that's a decision that they'll have to make. Is this a psychotic episode? Or is it really God? Hold on, Wolfie. Well, hey.
What is he doing?
Well, he went out and picked up some of the local talent.
Beziehungsweise ein jenes Konglomerat von verschiedenen aramäischen Hirtengruppen, die Stämmen zusammengefasst. Diese Söhne werden später mal 12 Stämme Israels.
Ah, was ist das, Wolfie? Come on.
Was ist das?
You know, that's one of the reasons I don't like to take him out with the...
He brings the broads with, right?
And I regret giving man free will, you know, because he just leaves and he picks up some local talent.
He just starts...
Wolfie, I brought you here to be the backing track, okay? Yeah. I can get somebody else. I can get anybody else, okay? I can replace you.
Yeah, he can bring Jethro Tull
that's
over
right.
here.
Aqua Long, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so if there's no other questions, I can be moseying along, if you know what I mean, John.
Yeah.
Oh, but before I leave, I got a joke for the papooch.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's got a man.
Well, I prefer Lord, Savior. Jehovah. I'll even go with Allah.
Do you believe in Santa, God?
Of course I believe in Santa. We hang out all the time. And that Mrs. Claus, let me tell you, woo, she knows how to party.
No doubt.
Well, she doesn't get out much, so when she does, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hide the Red Bull and vodka from her.
I thought she was a tequila drinker.
Yeah, she used to drink tequila until she had a little too much.
That red pour.
Can't even smell it anymore.
I got an audio clip of her. Is that Mrs. Santa? Mrs. Claus? Digging her claws in?
No. That is not.
That's one of
that's pretty close to blasphemous there, John.
All right, God. Well, thanks for stopping by.
All right, if I could just remember that one joke I had.
Come on. What kind of God are you? Fucking lying ass God. There, huh? Is God gone? Is he still here? Hello.
Of course I'm still here. All right, I'm going to just wing it. See if I can.
All right.
All right, are you ready, Papooch?
I am ready.
Knock, knock. All right.
Who's there?
Is he that much of an idiot? Let's start over. Timing. Comedy is timing. That's why I have such a problem with it, because I live in an alternate dimension.
Right. It's linear.
It's for linear you. For me.
Yeah.
So that's
it's tough.
That's why I have to work on my comedy.
Yeah.
See, one thing that I have to work on. Everything else comes very naturally
yeah.
to me. All right, are you ready, Papooch? Timing.
Ready.
It's all about timing.
Okay.
Which in your world is the fourth dimension.
Gotcha.
Oh, here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I lick my poop.
You dumbass.
I went, your poo-poo?
You idiot. God, you're an idiot.
I rest my case.
Papooch. Knock, knock.
Who's there? You're going to try to get through this, aren't you? As hard as it is.
I lick mop.
I wick mop who?
You do. That's sick. Oh.
Well, thank you, John.
That's why I have to work
I lick my poo. I lick my poo. I lick my poo hoo.
All right, stop it. I don't like when God is made fun of.
All right.
I told you it's something I have to work on.
Timing.
Because timing. That's right. And it's all about emphasis on the wrong syllable.
It's right up there with the internets.
All right. Well,
all right. So if there's no more questions, I'll be.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Grabbing Wolfie, and we'll be heading out.
All right.
All right, Wolfie, let's back it up.
All right. Take it easy, man.
We got Hoover with you.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right. It's always a pleasure. Talk to you later, Papooch.
Take care, guys.
Oh, and stop jerking off.
There goes God. God's wind.
Oh, man. I got a headache laughing at God.
He's pretty funny.
Is that how he smites me?
Oh, man. That's all the time we have for episode 2. We're going to have to take it to 3, man.
Episode 71, part two, man.
Part two.
All right, let's take it to three. I need some Advil.
You need some preparation age.
Are you going to stick around, Papooch, or are you done?
I'm going to hang out for a little while.
What time is it there?
It's 11:30.
Damn. All right, we'll be right back with AKC's Total Talk Nonsense, John and Scott, and special guest, the Papooch. Stick around.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.